Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Well, my co-host, Mitch Glenn, whew, he flew the coop like he was a duck in Mississippi trying to get the heck out of here and not get shot.
I hear you.
And so we are here with Mike Jones, Big Mike Jones, because Little Mike Jones is just here too. It's kind of confusing, but thank God one of you is bigger than the other, so makes it easier to tell.
Now, when you get us together, people see why Big Mike Jones and Little Mike Jones.
Well, one looks like Santa Claus, so it ain't no mistake.
I wonder who that could be.
I don't know. Sometimes I get mistaken as Tom Selleck, Magnum P.I., because of my mustache now, but I was thinking about shaving it because I had so many people coming up and asking me how things were in Hawaii, you know, because that's where I did my show. But most importantly is we have just wrapped up. We want to make sure that people found out about what we did here in Mississippi on Lake Washington and also over in Leland, Mississippi at the Mississippi Wildlife Heritage Museum.
That's right.
And so, and we have to also give a shout out to Billy, but we'll do that when we get over to that section. We're going to start with the fishing part. What we had was Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures event that happened over here.
Followed by the eating, the most favorite part that you like.
Dude, they had some great food in that thing.
It was.
We may have to spell out whatever that was that crappie cowboy cooked.
Well, we're just going to say he had the premium dish. It was a Mexican dish.
Yeah, it was. So we may get someone in the background to yell out what that was, but she's scratching her head. Let's just start. Let's start with the event. This is actually event number two, but this is actually our first one in Mississippi.
Of the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures. It is. Well, the first with the added adventures, the second with the Catch, Clean, and Cook.
Right.
And, when you do something the first time, Brad, you know, we learned to tweak some things, so we added the adventures because you never know what you and I and Miss Judy are going to end up doing. I mean,
it could just be a cooking event and we get to eat.
That's right. That's right.
So, it could end up being spaghetti. Who knows?
It might be. We might even get involved with some of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I want to let the cat out of the bag, but
we didn't. We just said spaghetti.
Yeah, that's right. So tell us, what happens at the adventures? What happens at this event?
Well, you know, it takes a long time to plan these things out and get everything together, your lodging and in your host venues and your restaurants involved and, you know, everything where we go and do things. It takes a while to get all these folks on board and, you know, if it's going to be sponsored or if you've got to raise sponsors to cover all this.
Right.
So, you know, I'm actually, today is Friday, 2 days after our completion of the event, and I'm already working for our 2026, you know, hashtag 2026 Mississippi Fish Camp.
Right.
I'm already on the ball working on that because it'll take a year to pull all this together.
Right. And, so let's start with lodging. Give a shout out to the lodging where people stayed.
Well, our media folks stayed here at Esperanza Outdoors Linden Plantation.
Yep.
With Cameron and Whitney Dickens. They've been with us ever since we started this thing 5 years ago.
Yep.
And it's always a great place. All the media folks just love it. The venue is a great place. The scenery, I mean, you can see some of the most amazing sunrises, sunsets, and moonrises and moonsets. And just like you were saying a while ago, there's a big fire pit out here. If you're in the hankering for some outdoor, after dark adventures, throw some logs on the fire and start them up.
That's right. And Lake Washington happens to be just across the road. And and I just walked over there, walked down their boat dock and just kind of walked around, looked at things. We were going to take some pictures. So that does one of the lodgings. That's where the media people stayed. And that's actually where we're doing this show.
Yep.
But where's the other place?
All right. The Silverstone on the lake is about a mile north of here. And that's Ricky McCorkle and his wife and family has that. They've also been with us for 5 years, and that's a 5-bedroom, 3.5-bath with a really nice deck on the back of the house where we fried cooked. Fish and
yeah,
cooked
you did.
And stuff.
Yeah.
And then they've got a long pier that goes out, you know, into the water where you can pull up and swap media folks. Worked really good for that. It did. And then, you know, if the weather is decent where you're not looking at, you know, hurricane force winds blowing, you actually could, you know, tie up out there.
Yeah.
So, and it's a nice, you know, it's a really nice property. When it rains like we had all that rain before, it gets a lot of mud, you know, and all, but I'm going to get with Mr. Ricky and we're going to try to work on that before our next year's event. But, anyway, I mean, the two lodging places that we have are just magnificent. And sometimes we have to go into Greenville and, you know, get some stuff up there. Plus you got Roy's Store right down the road. It's got lodging. So there's all kinds of lodging up and down the lake here for these events. But our sponsors is Linden Plantation, Esperanza Outdoors and Silverstone on the Lake. And a huge shout out. We couldn't do it without them.
So you talked about media. So we brought in certain members of the media, and then we also brought in some pros and guides. So we're actually just going to start with the media people that came to the event. And so we'll start with the Hall of Famer, Bill Cooper.
Outstanding.
Bill Cooper come in. Of course, he has a podcast show too, which is called
Living the Dream Outdoors.
That's
podcast.
Right. That's right. So he came in, but he also writes and has other content. Really a big social influencer for being 72 or is he 76?
He's 76.
So for someone 76, he's on Facebook all the time. But he did a lot of posts during the show, and then he got three podcast shows. I know for a fact that he's going to be publishing and putting out. That takes us up to Mike Giles.
Giles from Meridian, Mississippi, who he represents Bass Pro Shop, and he writes for Visit Mississippi some and some other publications. I'm not exactly sure which ones it is with him, but he's also a Hall of Famer and all, and he's big supporter of the Mississippi Wildlife Heritage Museum and all. And, you know, Mike brought to the award ceremony and auction Wednesday night, he brought two custom-made, you know, numbered turkey calls that, you know, ended up bringing several hundred dollars, you know, to the table. So, you know, he's just a great guy to have around. And he's good to, like, we put him with the Bass-tastics group. He's done, this is the third story out of the 3 or 4 years that he's been here that he's actually took the Bass-tastics kids and I say kids, they're juniors and seniors. He's taken them and, you know, went out and got their story and all and told about them. And I'm looking forward to seeing the huge story he's going to write about them from this one.
Okay. And that takes us up. We're going to categorize them together because that was the fly fishing people that came up, fly fishing anglers, Polly Dean Watkins, and also Jimmy Jacobs. They were our fly fishing people and anglers that were media at the same time, and then they have a website. And so they came up, and they did something that was quite unique and did some fly fishing for crappie, but they also did it for the white bass. So that was pretty cool. They came up. They have a website that they'll be posting some onthefly.com.
On the Fly South.
onthefly.south.com is their website. So they'll be publishing some stuff that's inside there. We also had the person from the newspaper came today.
Yeah, but hold on. I want to make a point about, you know, On the Fly South with Polly Dean and Jimmy Jacobs. Folks, those of you who fish Lake Washington and all, it's, you know, it's known for trolling and single poling and now live scoping and all. But from checking around with all the different anglers and all, never has anybody gone out here with a fly rod and live scoped with a fly rod, and they got to fish with Jason and Renee Clements on that that first day, and Jason kind of, you know, took his pole and sent it out there, and then he told them, okay, there, this is where you're going, that's your target, you know, fly fish to that, and in 14, 15 foot of water, you know, about 8 or 9 foot deep, both of them catch a big old fish out there.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I mean, that was just phenomenal. So I wanted to, I wanted to point that out.
All right. That takes us to the newspaper person, John.
John Alberson.
Mm-hmm.
He came brought his
from what? Tell him what newspaper it is.
All right. It's Delta Democrat out of Greenville, Mississippi.
Okay.
And their newspaper comes out on Wednesday. So next Wednesday will be the publication of the story and everything. And he brought his son, Sled, and they represented one of our main sponsors of this event, Newsom Inc.
Yeah.
And they're known all over from Canada all the way down to South America and beyond, you know, with fertilizer and stuff. So a big shout out to Newsom Inc. And John and Sled for coming. They didn't catch any fish, but they had a great time.
But they were in the boat with Mitch Glenn at the same time. And when they were in the boat, they caught the biggest crappie that was caught during the event, which was 2.88.
That's right.
Pounds that Mitch Glenn with Pico Lewis, we'll talk about him later, they caught that fish with him. And so that was pretty cool. So that was quite an event. We're going to call Richard Parker, even though he's kind of just a guest, we're going to call him media too.
He
mostly because he's a kind of like an influencer, and he's kind of we got nothing. He's like when you open one of those jar of peanuts and you got five different peanuts in
it. So he's a mixed nut.
Yeah, I didn't say that, Richard. So I spell Mikejones. That's his name, in case you're wondering.
Well, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I meant it because Richard is a veteran. He's the owner and the director of Bass-tastic's, you know, youth fishing league, and he travels and fishes and, you know, fishers of men, and he comes and helps us with all these different events and things up here that we do. He's been here every year for the last 4 out of the 5 we've been doing it.
That's right. So that takes us over to the pros and guides and the anglers that helped out. And I don't know where to start. We'll just start with Renee and Jason Clements, mostly because they're hilarious when they get in the boat. And so when you start seeing the show that we're making for it, it's going to be streamed on YouTube. The show, it will have some of them in the show, and you'll see what we're talking about. Too hard to talk about everything that they did, but they came up. He also guides, and they're also a crappie team that fishes like the National Crappie League. So, so they'll be on the show. We also had Crappie Cowboy, who is Craig Nichols, and his cousin, the net man, who is Jack Nichols. Came from all the way from Oklahoma. It always seems like we get the Oklahoma represented on this lake, and they love it, and they whack fish when they come down.
They did. Between Crappie Cowboy out there and Jason and Renee Clements, you know, each one of them caught well over 100 fish in the three-day time. And it's probably more than that because, you know, there was a misunderstanding on the counting of everything on Monday. So and then they lost time when they were doing, you know, some special training and stuff. So it could have been more than that.
Oh, it would have been more if they wouldn't have had to take the fly fishermen out and literally stop fishing and start doing that. You know, that takes us up to our friend James Callaway.
The Crappie Ninja
showed up, and of course he – it seems like he starts slow and he builds his way up higher and higher. So he starts catching more and more. So actually my wife, Judy, went out with him and got caught some fish. Actually, they caught some 2-pound crappie while they were out there towards the very end. And then they also caught some white bass. And so it was that's quite a deal. So we had those people came, and then who else did we have come?
Well, speaking on Crappie Ninja, just real quick, he went out there today. He caught 15 today. Each day he got progressed a little bigger and better. And his big fish of the week so far is a 238 on the crappie. He was excited, but he called me a while ago. He's furnishing his scales and all to come and weigh, you know, for the Big Mama crappie bass tournament tomorrow and all. But he broke something on his
boat.
James Callaway. And he had to run home and get some parts to come back and get things going so he can fish in the morning.
Right.
But big shout out to James and, you know, Crappie Ninja and all the help and support he's doing.
Yep. Who else did we have come as the pros and guides?
You talked about Richard Parker.
Yeah.
We had Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
Bass angler from Northwest Arkansas.
The Chris Johnson is
the
what
Chris,
I told him.
The Chris Johnson.
And the aspiring angler. So Chris came. Chris actually doesn't use electronics in a sense, he doesn't use forward-facing sonar. And so he came down special. He was in Bassmaster every week on their website for week after week after week. And he's just known as someone that fishes that style. And so he came down and he started catching, if the fish would have warmed up a little faster, the water would have warmed up a little bit faster, there would have been some real slaying going on with the largemouth bass. But so anyway, when I talk about the guides and people that we had on, you're going to be able to see the guides fish in the show.
Yes.
So that's going to be streamed. So you'll be able to see that, and then you'll be able to put two and two together and go, wow, you know, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can fish with a fly rod. Maybe I need one pole. Maybe I need to hire these guys as guides. And so a lot of that is what happened, what went on. So
it was great. We had an amazing week. And then on Wednesday, we had a local angler, Roy Johnson, who actually is the Washington County zoning inspector and everything. And
right.
And he came out there. He only caught one fish. It was like a 175 or 178. It's 49 degree water. He's a single polar where he strolls around. And they just weren't in there.
They're close, though. Yeah. They could bust in there and be in there in 3 days from now. So that could happen. And that takes us up to the reception that we had. I mean,
Mississippi Wildlife Heritage Museum.
We can't leave that out because that was actually part of the event.
The award ceremony.
Uh-huh. We're calling it the reception.
Okay.
Because there was a reception there, and even though people got awards, I think what people remember from going there is they got to go into the museum and see, all the, I guess they're shadow boxes is what they call them, with the different people that are inside the Hall
all
of Fame
the honorees,
itself.
The Hall of Famers that's been going on since it started. And you're right. There's so much in that museum, and it's one of a kind. There's no other one like that in Mississippi. And from what I'm understanding,
it's going to get bigger.
It is getting bigger. They're working on a third or a fourth building now, but people are telling me that are from like Bill Cooper. He said he doesn't know of anything, of the caliber of this anywhere that he's ever been. No. And he's a Hall of Famer. So if he tells you it's the only one in the country like that, you got to just about believe it.
You had that next sections, a couple sections, and they actually own the top two. So they have visions of doing some stuff up there, which will be exciting. And we'll have to see what happens. But like you said, we did give awards out. So we just might as well tell people who won the awards. So can I start with myself?
Go ahead.
We can wait for me for the end. Who caught the biggest crappie in the media with the media people, Mike?
Well, for the whole week was Mitch Glenn caught the biggest crappie of the week, but Brad Wigman, my co-host right here,
he came in with
the big crappie deer in the media camp.
Give me some love.
Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday.
So Who caught the biggest fish overall? We kind of mentioned that.
Mitch Glenn.
Yep, with Pico Lures, who actually sponsors this podcast show. He's like, he's digging that. And then we had some other awards that we gave out.
We had Richard Parker had the biggest bass with a 4.14.
I was in the boat when he caught it. Actually filmed it. It's going to be on the show.
All right. We had a white bass bounty. Each person that had media had the number one and number two.
Largest one.
The largest, one. They ended up with a $125 bounty.
Yeah.
Compliments of Washington County Tourism Convention and Visitors Bureau. That went to, 125 went to Jimmy Jacobs, and 125 went to, who was the other?
I don't know, but Jimmy Jacobs got his on a fly rod.
That's right, on a fly rod. And then on the angler side, we had James Calloway, Crappie Ninja had one, and Chris Johnson had one.
That's right. So that was the awards. You gave out a couple different awards. One went to Paul Alpers.
Paul Alpers is inducted into the Bait and Things 2025 Legends Wall of Fame. We've also got Hank Burdine, which is a local Mississippi historian who passed away in all. He was inducted into the 2025 Mississippi historian. Holt Collier, which, he is a huge part of Hank Burdine's, That's stories and all, and he was inducted in. Then we come on down. We had Justin Murray with Bass-tastics and also Carter Townsend with Bass-tastics. Both of those are young men that they're the third inductees in the last 3 years for Bass-tastics. But last but not least, this is my favorite, and that is Mason Brooks, a 10-year-old from Lewards Elementary Parochial School in Greenville.
Right.
He's in the fourth grade, and he came to his teachers when they started school and said, why do we not have a newspaper for the elementary like the high school does? And lo and behold, they have it now, and he's the editor. So we were proud to have him there and give him some love on Wednesday night. He's going to be an amazing young man as he grows up at 10 years old and already doing stuff like this.
That's right. And you'll be able to see more, of course, on everything that happened here. Once the show comes out, there'll also be some clips and snippets that come out on Facebook, but it'll come out a little bit later on because we're still traveling, can't do it all at once.
But that's right.
You'll be able to see that and check it out on the YouTube channel. And then that also takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anything you need to catch a fish, Pico Lures has got it, so check them out online at picolures.com. Mike, it's going to keep growing, so tell them what it is again, the official name of
the Catch, Clean, Cook Adventures. And we're probably going to have to end eating in there, add that to it at some point.
I guess we'll never get to the eating part. Yeah. We'll just add that in there. So if they want to find out more about it, or they want one of these events held, where they're at, contact
me.
You
Big Mike Jones Enterprises, executive producer at 662-822-2087. Are you Brad Wigman?
You can contact me, but I'm going to send you back to
him
because he has to do the legwork on the lodging and stuff. I just get to do the easy stuff. I find the media people and maybe a couple of guides, and we just kind of blend that in. But make sure you check that out. Anyway, that's how we're going to end it. So we have to keep rolling. But anyway, we like to say, as I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.